This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
I just thought the mic would be on. You have to have the control and do the point thing.
Most annoying thing ever.
But it's good. Buy or sell time. Tanner Schwinson studio. The dude down the hall is in the sinking chair.
It's comfy. I don't know why I don't see it every time.
I hate the sinking chair.
More people need one of those. So, you know, they make them self-conscious about their weight. I'm like, I'm going to get skinny enough or this chair's not going to sink. I should sit in that more.
Buy or sell time.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with anything. So that's why I asked you guys to come in today. For buy or sell. Specifically, and then we'll see how the rest of it goes.
Okay.
But do you have anything?
I
you
have
got some buy or sells?
I have a buy or sell.
What is it?
Buy or sell, Sean Payton running his mouth, saying that the Broncos are one of seven teams that he's ever coached that could win the Super Bowl, is putting too much pressure on its second-year quarterback in Bo Nix.
We just talked to Benjamin Albright a little bit ago, and he wasn't feeling that vibe. Like, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Benjamin Albright. It's the first time I've ever said that in my life.
I'm gonna sell it though. I think giving this team confidence because they believe. I think it's gonna be the reverse effect. I think Bo a little extra confidence that way if things go badly he doesn't recoil or anything. I'm gonna sell that. Derbs.
I think I'm gonna buy that. I think that is a little much, just coming from the last 5 or 6 years. I think that the step is a little too large, I think, here.
I'm buying it as well. I'm a big Sean Payton guy, but you don't... I kind of like flying under the radar a little bit. I like the dark horse mentality, and you're running your mouth, because, I mean, he said, listen, Bo Nix will be a top five quarterback in a year or two. You're not there yet. And when's the last time we've seen the team?
He'll be there in a year or two.
Yeah, but then on the other side, you're saying we're one of the seven teams that we can win a Super Bowl.
I don't think they're ever going to lose.
Oh, probably never.
Okay. Micah needs to be moved from
the show. They're 1-0. How do they?
He's getting to you.
They'll be 1-0. Derbs, do you have a buy or sell?
I do.
What do you got?
So, will the Denver Nuggets...
Hey, you got to start it buy or sell.
Buy or sell.
It's like Jeopardy, kind of.
Ooh, I like what Jeopardy. The Denver Nuggets schedule, having all those back-to-backs being the same as what it was last year, but this year's team is a little older.
Yeah.
Will it make a bigger impact?
It is interesting. 16 back-to-back games. That's got to be up there. One of the tops, right?
Close. Yeah.
This is silly to
That's
me.
A location thing, too. It sucks that we're right in the middle of the country. It's easier to fly in and out of.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I do think with the depth on this team, they might not, maybe, because they are older, and we'll see how Jamal Murray, what kind of shape he comes into training camp in. But I do think with the depth, based on what we know right now, you might not have to lean on those starters as much. So I'm curious to see kind of if the Tim Hardaway Juniors and getting Brucey Bruce back, if that really helps, and Jonas too. I mean, having those guys in maybe will take a lot of pressure off of leaning on those starters so much.
So you're selling it?
I am selling it, yes.
I'm going to buy it, but I don't think it matters. I'm buying it because I think the Western Conference is going to be so deep this year that the Nuggets don't care if they're 1, 2, 3, or 4. I don't think they care as long as they get in. Because you're going to be playing the best of the best all playoffs long.
Yeah, but it would have been nice
if they're going to take advantage of those back-to-backs. You're going to see a couple guys resting a little bit. I think it impacts them, but I don't think the Nuggets care.
It would have been nice to catch OKC in the Western Conference Finals, though. Maybe they're a little worn out a bit more.
I just think that, I mean, it's an arms race in the Western Conference right now, so... Yeah, I'm gonna buy that, Derbs.
I have a buy or sell for you guys.
Ooh,
who gets credit for the beard hair campaign?
I definitely do. I have settled it.
Tanner started it, but
there you go.
Barely you promoted it.
On social media. Barely, on the radio,
but you didn't
did all the time.
You did it for like a day.
That's not true.
And he was only shaving or cutting his hair when they won a series.
I had grown my beard. I know it's hard to tell, but I grew my beard out.
That's why nobody knew it was going
all the way
on
until the first series.
But then I doubled down, and I brought this thing. I made this thing famous, Tanner.
No.
Well, if you would have continued doing what you were doing, would have gotten as famous as it got.
No, and I wouldn't be in a living hell right now.
You're welcome.
No.
For both of those. Sometimes you got to go through hell to be famous. I should know.
I think the real answer is it's me. I mean, you guys saw me, my disheveled look, and you're like, the Rockies are disheveled. I think we can do something with this. So really, it's me.
Was it Micah?
You're welcome.
Was it Micah?
We gotta figure out how to mute his mic from in here.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, he didn't wake up one morning and go, you know what? I'm gonna look exactly like a homeless Broncos fan. That has never once crossed my mind. If I look like you, I'd probably lose my wife. No.
That's pretty.
That was a little aggressive.
That was a low blow. I think Micah looks good today.
Yeah, well, you look nice.
Look good every day.
Well, yeah. You looked fine yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just think today's a little bit better than yesterday.
It's because I'm wearing my nicest orange Bronco shirt.
I think that's exactly what it is.
It's the Broncos are playing this weekend shirt.
Well, yeah, not many of them.
I know you'll tune in. Yeah, it's sports.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
There's
when do they
what play? Are you going to be doing? Are you raising a barn?
UFC fight.
Oh,
there's a title fight on
Saturday. Yeah, I won't be tuning in.
7:30. None of the starters are playing. I don't care.
You're going to pay $100 to watch
$80,
dudes in biker shorts beat up each other.
Yeah. Don't come at me after the WWE. Era that you were in.
WWE, that was good.
At least these guys are actually fighting. You guys just had guys in leotards.
They're fighting.
They are rolling on the ground.
And they're not all in leotards.
Well, okay. Tights?
Some of them.
Tights.
Yeah, some are in tights. Mm-hmm. Like The Undertaker in his later careers, he wore jeans.
Mm-hmm.
The only WWE actor that I enjoy is Stone Cold Steve Austin. He didn't.
You don't like The Rock?
No. The Rock drives me.
You like The Undertaker?
The People's Champ?
The Undertaker. I hate The Undertaker.
What? He's like all conservative-y.
I don't care.
No.
This is a sports show, man.
Well, I know, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, sports entertainment.
You don't like Cena?
I don't mind John Cena.
Well, there you go.
I like that, but I love the I'm going to drink a beer. What? Another beer. What? Yeah, because I told Terbs, that's me tonight.
Are you going to drink a lot of beers?
Probably.
Is it
Friday? Does today end in a Y?
Yeah.
I could see your brother standing by a cooler and throwing it over his head, and Tanner catches in his left hand.
I'm actually really surprised you guys didn't watch WWE growing up, or WWF at the time.
Yeah. They're fake. It's all fake.
Well, so is watching a movie.
We were watching.
So is Broncos preseason.
And I'm not watching.
So is watching Godzilla.
Yeah, but
they know it's predetermined to them, but not to you.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
You got me going. I don't know how weird we're getting here.
You can't use that argument.
Absolutely, I can, because they're not trying to sell me as that's real.
They don't try to sell you.
Really?
They did in the 90s.
That's what I'm talking.
They don't anymore.
The Empire State Building was going down with Godzilla. What, late 80s?
90s? You were like, are you on a tape delay?
Yes. Something wrong with that?
Watch the new Jurassic World Rebirth.
Is it terrible?
The acting's real bad.
Hmm. Isn't Scarlett Johansson in that?
Yeah, she's... Oh. Yeah.
He likes her.
Now, boy. The CGI is incredible in this. Those dinosaurs.
The last one was awful.
Are so real. Did you watch the Dominion one that came out in 2022?
Whatever.
This is a follow-up.
The last
to
one
that
Chris
one.
Pratt was in.
The
last
was
one,
that
Chris,
the one where on, the Cardassians boy. And the Dominions got together and they were fighting the Federation and the Klingons and... Oh, sorry, Star Trek reference.
He's doing Star Trek.
We gotta fire it.
Well,
dude.
It's kind of it's kind of comforting at some time. Like sometimes, like I don't know.
Maybe till Monday.
I just let it go.
We'll give you the weekend.
I kind of like it.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Have you guys seen Godzilla Minus One?
Yes, WWE. No, not anywhere close. Dude, I tell you this every Friday when you
bring WWE was amazing. Derbs and I connect on this.
Spectacular.
So, yes, I mean it was phenomenal. The Attitude Era was...
Oh, it doesn't get better than that.
No. And I...
The script writing was so good in that era.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was fake, but I didn't know what was going to happen. And it was like watching a movie for me.
Except for the time like that actors. Guy died. No one expected that.
I actually have a question for the three of you. Who was the wrestler who walked out of a talk show, a TV talk show, when they hinted that it was fake? Because they were still trying to protect and keep it behind curtains, that it wasn't fake. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't think of who it was, though.
Wrestler. It's like stuff like that. It's like, dude, you're the only WWE guy that I've got any respect for in terms of actually fighting is Brock Lesnar, because he did it at the highest level.
Well, Kurt Angle was a world champion wrestler.
Olympic athlete.
Yeah, Olympic athlete. He's Kurt Angle. Drinks his milk, goes to bed early. Goes and wins
hero.
An Olympic gold medal as a wrestler. And then
with a broken neck.
With a broken neck.
Okay.
Literally did it with a broken neck.
Two guys I've got respect for.
There's more of them that were in the UFC. A lot of them do come from UFC and go to the WWE because there's more money. There was more money there back in the day. Now,
what
I don't
about Andre the Giant? Don't you have respect for him?
Was he WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
He was also in Princess Bride.
I just lost a...
Why?
There's character in that. I will agree with Micah there.
You don't like Andre the Giant?
I did. I didn't know he sold out to go be a fake wrestler.
That's like what he got famous for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had no idea.
What did you think he was famous for?
Princess Bride.
Great movie.
Sold out? That's what got him Princess Bride.
I had no idea.
Daughter boy?
You think a guy like that's getting called up to act? Like, hey, we saw you. We looked at you and said, that guy's a movie star.
I would like you to not podcast this portion of this program, please.
I was going to ask about Hulk Hogan, but that's a controversial one. Did you like
Brother,
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Brother?
Yeah.
You liked Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. I mean, if we didn't like... You know, the character, I can't say I like him as a dude. I've never met him, but like what he portrayed out there, absolutely. I mean, it's the same reason people still listen to Michael Jackson, and they like it's the art compared to the artist.
Yeah, I agree there.
Pretty good.
That was the NWO Hulk Hogan. When he flipped, that was legendary.
Dude.
That's New World Order.
Legendary.
So Kevin Nash and Scott Hall came from the WWF and joined the WCW, and they were the NWO, and they kept saying they had a third guy coming. There was a third guy, and Hulk was about to go. He was going to quit and do movies or whatever, and then they got, I don't think it was going so well, because... The nanny that he was in wasn't very good.
Yeah.
So he ended up being the third man. He turned heel for like the first time in his career.
He was going to come save the other guy that Scott Hall and Kevin Nash were beaten up, and then turned out he was the third.
Was
guy.
It Steve? Uh-huh. It was that Steve Nash, his brother?
No.
Oh.
Could be.
But
could be related to it.
Derbs and I should do a full on podcast on this.
Yeah.
On the NWO. God. It was so great, and then they just destroyed it.
Right, it's for life.
Yeah.
NWO.
It was, and everybody joined it.
Are they all dead now?
Well, some of them are. Scott Hall passed away.
Okay, so then it's not for... It's over now.
Well, there's still members that are alive.
Okay. Yeah.
It's terrible, dude. It's just so bad. I know. Against popular opinion, I do have a relatively open mind with people. I mean, you enjoy what you enjoy, but
no, you don't.
Absolutely,
you are the opposite
absolutely
of that.
I do.
I hear you don't put ketchup on your whatever. That's dumb.
On your eggs, you're a lunatic if you're putting ketchup on
you
your
have
eggs.
A lot of those takes.
I'm agreeing with Tanner a lot.
You don't put ketchup on your
eggs? On the WWE, on the don't put ketchup on eggs. Like, what kind of communist does
so
that?
So I want to just change my thoughts on everything that I've said.
You're siding with him.
No, I stand by it. Like, you enjoy your ketchup on your eggs. I have the right to call you a lunatic.
It's delicious.
So good. Probably the best food I've ever had.
When's the last time you've actually done it? Because people are always
like, last time I had eggs.
I love this, I love this.
Last time I had eggs.
Okay, yeah.
It's either hot sauce or ketchup.
Hot sauce.
Sometimes it's both.
So it just depends on my mood. Sometimes both.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sometimes without the eggs. With both.
Ketchup and hot sauce.
Just depends on the mood.
Okay.
When the mood strikes.
But honestly, I enjoy it, but I also have the right to call you a weirdo for doing it.
Oh.
That's the one that but I can't understand the WWE. I can't understand the people who got into it. I don't understand it. Like, why do you want to watch grown-ass men act like they're beating each other up? And then be
why do you watch?
Say, isn't it fake?
Because it's fun.
Why do you watch Chuck Norris act like he wants to beat somebody up? Why do you watch
Chuck Norris would murder?
Chuck Norris actually can.
WWE.
He wasn't actually beating people up in his films though. Those were scripted actors.
But,
so why do you like watching him?
Trying to sell me on.
They're not. They don't do that anymore. They haven't for the past 30 years.
They did, and then I've got.
We're talking about like now.
We're talking about now, Tanner.
Rhodes.
Dusty
Cody
Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, Cody Rhodes.
He's the champ now?
I don't know. I don't watch anymore.
Okay.
I haven't watched in years.
I guarantee you, if you got Cody Rhodes on this program, he would say that it's real. I would bet that.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I think their company line now is that they admit that it's scripted.
I don't know, man. I don't understand it at all.
It's the same as watching a movie.
It's not anywhere close to the same.
It's exactly the same. It's entertainment. It's like watching a play.
It is literally called sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, you think the NFL is scripted.
Because it's literally called sports entertainment. in their legal portion.
What do you think? The NBA is coming out, and I talked about this yesterday, you being the gambling man. The NBA is requesting that their gambling partners eliminate the unders for two-way contracts with more expected asks to pop up, like maybe eliminating them altogether. Do you like that?
They've started doing it a little bit anyway. There's like in-game options. It's very hard to find an under being out there produced while the game is going. So I'm not against it, but I really just don't think it's that big of a deal.
Hmm.
The two-way contract thing, I understand, because those are the young players up and down. But, I mean, I guess, Terry
Rozier.
You got
Malik Beasley and
Terry
Rozier.
They were in the league for 4 or 5 years. I guess, for me, it's always under until it's over, so I'm always going to be an over better. But I really don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think it's hurting the product.
But also, if you just go bet the over, what's the difference from stopping somebody saying, I'm going to chuck it up 40 times tonight?
Yeah.
I'm going to get that over.
But that means they're trying to win.
Where do you stop? Well, not necessarily.
If
your over is 40, you're going to try to win.
But, I mean, we could see, you know, like Bruce Brown, obviously hypothetical, but Bruce Brown goes, I'm going off tonight, boys. And he doesn't care if there's an open person in the corner and he just keeps firing.
Maybe. But that would be pretty obvious. Like if Bruce Brown suddenly went hero ball, we'd go, wait, and he'd be investigated probably the next day.
This will be the first step, I think, in the death of sports betting. I honestly do, because this is how everything always works. You give an inch, they're going to keep taking a mile. So, I don't like player props. I don't care, really.
I think they're going to, and the NBA is going to be the starter. I think they will eliminate the unders because it is, well, the only way outside of that is, like I talked about this yesterday, is if you catch them, they are done. You punish them mightily. Maybe even you put it in their contract where if you get caught gambling, not only will you be kicked out of the league or helping someone gamble, you will owe the NBA, I don't know, a portion of your contract.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
A portion of your winnings.
You see, I'm...
We're going to make some money off of this.
I'm in the thought process on that.
Yeah.
That
might be the best way to do it.
Because telling a sports book how to operate probably isn't the greatest of options.
And they haven't even agreed to it yet, so I don't know if it's going to happen.
And they're partners. So you can't... One isn't overriding the other. The sports books aren't telling the NBA to say, hey, start scheduling your games at certain times because we need more action on this side.
They might be telling them, hey, make sure it's within this range of outcome.
Yeah, they could be. But for me, like if those things are caught and unusual behavior happens, one, the sportsbook recognizes it first, then probably goes to the NBA and says, hey, we're seeing a whole load of bets coming in on X player. Like, we're going to check it again for the next handful of games. If it's the same outcomes for the next handful of games, this player's is coming down. Is the more likely outcome than telling somebody to not put a bet out there.
I'll be curious to see if their partners decline the request or if they actually eliminate the unders. If they don't, then you're going to have the contracts. What's going to happen is the contracts, and they're going to have to get the players to agree to that. That would be a part of their collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
You would have to have basically say in the language, if there is weird activity going on around a certain like an under, you will be investigated.
Well, what type of a person bets unders anyways? That should flag it.
Jonte Porter.
No, I know, but I understand on that side.
But like his friends,
his homies, as Michael Porter Jr. said,
his guys.
Terrible.
And you could see how easy that would be.
Yeah.
Let's say because you threw 5 touchdowns in a game once. You were close to the NFL. In JV or whatever it was.
No, Lutheran.
Oh, it was.
We were playing eventual state champs.
But either way, let's say you took it one more. If you just would have went one more notch, you'd be in the NFL, no doubt.
Yeah.
you and I remain friends. And then you're like, hey, man, I even if it's not an under. Yeah. But if like I got inside scoop, my tight end's not playing, dude. We're not going to win this game. Boom. I just bet the house.
See,
on
and
you.
I would hire you guys to do all odd man jobs for me. I'd be like, Brady, you will do my hair today. This and this. This is kind of surprising. What league since 1960 do you think has had the most players suspended? What league since 1960?
The NFL.
Major I would say the NFL.
It is the NFL.
That was right first.
With 15 players disciplined for gambling violations, but 10 of those came last year. Right when that spike came up.
Yeah.
So we're not talking insane numbers of people. And we were having this conversation on Good Morning NOCO earlier this week. There's always going to be more players coming up the pipeline. You can suspend them. You can kick them out of the league. What will be the collapse of sports is if it's ever an NFL executive, if it's anyone inside of the commissioner's office.
Which is why they have like to be so strict. Michael, did you have something to say?
Sorry.
It was actually going to be kind of piling on to the Tanner joke, because I remember that game that we carried where Platte Valley was playing, you know, Res Christian, mm-hmm. and Tanner just underperformed.
Oh, yeah,
so, like, what if Tanner underperformed on purpose?
Game. I did.
So that you could make money.
I did. I threw that game. That's a joke.
On all of this, I think that the issue itself is just kind of being portrayed bigger because it's just more prevalent. I agree with Tanner wholeheartedly. If there's an exec or high level or a coach even, that's a bigger problem than the players to me.
But it's so much harder to find out if someone in that arena did, because we don't know. Like we know we can name so many players from other teams in all these leagues, but who's on the commissioner's staff? Who's the top donor to the NFL? Like, who's in that advertising partner? You tell me the number one sponsor of the NFL calls Goodell and goes, hey, I got 10 mil on whatever. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That's the ruin of sports. And call me a conspiracy theorist. Call me whatever you want. I wouldn't be surprised if that's happened already.
Oh, I wouldn't be shocked at all. And I wouldn't be shocked. You mentioned it's only a small amount of number of players. That's just the ones we know of.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Investigating these things, some guys are savvy about it. They might do it once a year. Just don't do a trend. Just, hey, boys, put a million on it because this is the only time I'm doing it.
And it's really, it's changed so much because I can do it from my phone here in the next 12 seconds.
Yeah.
So what probably happens in the past is there's a whole load of slips being in Las Vegas that probably went out on these things when it first started anyway. But you can't track a bet slip unless it's you're using a player's rewards card. So I think this has been happening for quite a few years, honestly.
Yeah.
And I just think now that you can track betting habits from, you know, Discords, mass money's coming in on one side, there's so many different options that's why you hear this more. And I said, for me, it's just get rid of that player then if it happens consistently.
Yeah.
It's a once a year thing.
Yeah.
Get it in. Like, I mean, that just, I don't think that's ruining sports. It's not great, but I don't think this is new
to
now.
It's a PR disaster that
can
survive.
But if you ruin, if there's any integrity
and that's
doubted.
Correct.
I mean, if they didn't suspend Jontay Porter. Let's say they didn't, and he was still playing. You wouldn't touch any game that he was involved in.
Right.
So that's why I do think that you have to handle this.
Guess what he told his homies to do.
that's a game. Now you're in WWE.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now you're in it.
That's a nice full circle time.
It's just I think the easiest solution is, and you have to get the players to agree on this, because – you can't. You got like two-way guys. Maybe have a year left. Who knows? And then they're going to go over to Europe. But you can't just threaten you're out of the league. So like, well, I was going to be out of the league anyway. You have to. I think there's going to have to be something in a contract that's like, hey, if we're paying you this much money, if you're caught and found guilty of it, a percentage will come out of that contract.
Yeah, that should be a legally thing done in the next CBA for sure. Because there's just no. The one-offs of all these different players doing those things, it's so incredibly hard to nail this down as an entire thing. You just got to make the penalties worth something for everyone. You know, if it's a two-way player, if it's a mid-level player, if it's the stars. Like,
the overs can be manipulated. I was talking about this. Like, hey, guys, I'm going up against Steph tonight. I'm going to slag off a little bit. you might want to hammer that over.
You assume that absolutely. The coach, but in those kind of situations, you're assuming that the coaches are going to pull that player and be like, hey, man, you are getting.
And it would be pretty obvious if it's like, wait, why suddenly is his defense so bad? Right. We do have to take a quick break here.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep that in mind, whatever that thought is.
I got it.
Keep it. Is
it's
it there?
Locked in.
It's locked in?
Yep.
Still there? 30 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron.
Is this the year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
You don't like Firestarter?
No. If that's what this is, no.
This is Breathe.
Oh, you don't like Breathe?
No. So I'm still, out on Firestarter.
It could be good. Tanner, you had a thought.
I did.
And I wanted to make sure we got to
I did. Well, as we're talking about that, you know, we're like, oh, the two-way players. And like, the contract for a two-way player is $636,435 a year. That's over $500,000 a year. You could do that for two years, have a great run. You're still probably going to be able to land on your feet, be an insurance salesman, not sell crap for a while, and you're going to be better off financially. But when you look, I mean, it's the same thing that we love about sports is it also can be a hindrance. You know, when we talk about you got to be smart about who you surround yourself with, because a lot of these stories are, hey, you know, this kid was living in his car or, you know, come from a tough neighborhood and things like that. Well, financial literacy is not high on the list of things being educated. I know I'm taking it in a weird demographic type of a way, but those stories are out there, you know, that they don't know how to let their money work for them. You make that money, you make $636,000, you invest a portion of it, there's no need to gamble, and you can still take care of all your homies. So it's even like the low end of these leagues are making really, really good money still. So I don't think it's like an excuse just to say the two-way guys, you know, are more likely to do it. Well, and maybe they are, but compared to some of the other money that's out there. But you're making great money. I think better financial literacy for some of these young guys that are coming in to the league would
help
on this.
Yeah, but even if
well.
They're not gambling, they're telling their guys to do it. That doesn't necessarily have anything to do with their financial.
Yeah. I suppose it's just a judge of character.
I just think a lot of these people, be it celebrities, professional athletes, you make $1 million, you want two.
Yeah.
You make two, well, now you want to make four.
Right?
Well, yes, so we've never experienced that.
There's other ways to do it,
but
though.
Then your lifestyle changes, and you're like, wow, I only got 5 years left. I want to be a multimillionaire.
Sure.
I'm only going to – like Russell Westbrook's goal is not necessarily – I mean, he says he wants to win a championship, but he wants to be worth like a certain number that he says.
Did he ever sign, by the way?
He hasn't signed with
– Don't believe so.
No.
Good.
But that's the thing. Like some of these dudes, guys look at championships, but they also look at how much money did I make when I was in the league.
But, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, take a couple of those paychecks and invest it in something. Like, there's other ways to go about
this. Like a CD or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the bank CD.
That is a, yes.
People listen to MP3s now.
Like, invested in MP3.
Did you finally stop buying CDs?
Yeah, because my wife got me the whatever it is. Apple.
No, they actually still produced.
I honestly don't. They do. If you go to Barnes & Noble, you can find CDs in there.
And
you can order them online. It's a bookstore.
Oh.
That's like it's like a paper.
Yeah, no, I've heard of the legends of them.
Yeah.
My co-host Brian, he buys every song on his so you can subscribe to like Apple Music and you can just listen to what you can listen to us on Apple Music and you can just subscribe to it and listen to whatever song in the world you want. But he goes and buys each individual song for $1.
Well, I don't disagree with them, kind of, because there was a time where I put all, or I had all my songs that I paid for on Apple, right? Is it Apple?
Yeah,
or Amazon?
Amazon, yeah.
And they changed how they were doing business like 2 years ago, and I lost like 7 of the albums that I purchased.
Yeah, so
I just lost that money.
Why purchase them? That's my argument.
Well,
in the
case they do it again. What if they do it again?
Didn't that happen and then you lost it anyways? You bought them anyways and you lost them, right?
Right.
So don't buy them, just stream them.
Redownload.
Well, then you have them. You buy them now. What if you forget? You know, you want to buy an album today, but then 10 years from now, if it happens, you just don't have that
music. But you're still going to lose it if it happens.
Well, yeah,
right?
But you own it. Then now it's set up. It's in your system.
You can re-download it if they move from... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily own it. Like with movies...
You don't. It's different now.
Yeah, like, with movies...
Disney Plus could up and say, hey, you like Lion King? We're actually pulling it. It's gone. Well, I'm paying for the subscription so I can watch Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so there's the buy and the rent. So you can, quote, buy it. It's yours as long as Amazon has
there.
The contract for it. Yeah. Once they lose the contract, it's gone.
Even
you
though you
no
bought it, it's gone. So I don't disagree with Brian.
But just don't pay. Don't buy it, and you don't have to worry about losing any money. Just pay your subscription and then enjoy what's ever on there. And
but
if you
let's
don't
say
like
you
what's
have
on
200
there,
albums and you're proud of your collection, which Brian is. He's going to have to, if he doesn't buy any of them, let's say Apple Music up and goes away or they change their contracts, Brian's going to have to go back and find every single one of those albums. How's he going to remember? How's he going to know it?
Well, if you don't know what it is, then don't have it, don't buy it.
There's a lot of great songs that you forget about, and then you're like, oh, I love that song.
We had a song on Smash or Trash. He's like, I love that. Just bought it. I'm like, you did what now?
I don't do it, but I don't, I for it's that reason, weirdest. I kind of see, like a movie, like Sinners. You want to buy Sinners. I bought it. If that goes out, or even if it's free or whatever, if it goes away, then it goes away.
So if you buy a movie because you and Brian are similar in this, he will go and buy.
Well, like there are certain but Amazon Prime, you still have to buy certain ones.
Yeah.
Like Sinners, you had to buy. It wasn't like a free movie.
You'd have to pay for renting it, or you can buy it. Mm-hmm. I will do the 2-day rent, and I'm good because I don't
most
go
of the
back
time I am
and rewatch that. But maybe you know the answer to this, Mr. Michael. If I buy that movie, but then Amazon says, hey, we're going to pull that from our streaming service, can you still go to App or Amazon and have that movie there if you purchased it?
With Amazon, it might be a little different since you can buy so many. But like
any platform.
Yeah, with any platform, you don't really,
where are you
truly
getting it?
So even if
it.
You buy it there, so why buy it?
Just if you can download it.
I'm just saying you buy it as your collection now, and if you are like I said, 200 albums, and you've, some people pride themselves on the years of collecting music.
No, I get that.
But if you don't buy it when you think about it, you're never gonna do it.
You
forget.
Buy it if you're never gonna think of it again.
Oh, I couldn't list all my favorite bands right now, but if I randomly hear one, I would go, oh yeah, that's one of my tops. It's I kind of get why.
If you really want it, if you really truly want it, buy it so you can download it on like a physical hard drive.
Stream
or
it illegally.
Buy it like physically.
Stream it illegally.
Buy a physical copy.
I mean, you could do that. Yeah. Like,
so I think
I'm a big fan
good
of.
For.
See, I wouldn't have. So does he buy CDs or does
no.
he? See, like, I would side with him even more if it was like I'm buying CDs.
See, that's kind of how.
Because then
want
you
the
have
physical.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Or go buy the DVD sets or whatever
well,
you know.
So I came up. We did a lot of burning of the CDs when I was young. Mm-hmm. So we would go to iTunes, buy the song for. Well, back then it was a steal because you could get it for like 39 cents, some of them, and you buy them, and then you burn them to a CD, and then you had them. And I understand the backup of that, but I mean, it's not like Apple. I mean, there's only like 3 players in the game. It's Apple Music and it's Spotify. Really, like I don't. You were honestly the only. And this isn't a slight. I just didn't know Amazon did music. I've never heard anyone else have Amazon Music before. But you liked it. It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's good. They just changed up how they were doing things. So
I don't know. It's just
Amazon Music. See?
Yeah, Amazon no, I know. Music. I know you use it. I just
it's very good.
I'm with you, Tanner.
You'd probably be it'd probably be better for society as a whole if like
playlists.
If all of your music did go away,
and just different songs that
if
I
if all of your music just disappeared, it'd probably be better for society.
Your
it'd
music
be a happier place.
My music,
if it all went away,
all music,
all of your music,
all of your music,
no, all of your music.
Your music is basically gone because you turn it on and it's like you're in a library or something.
Do you
Snooze
listen
fest.
To the same things he listens to?
Not as hard as him, but I do. I'm a rock guy.
Death and blood.
I can't.
I don't know if I can view you the same way anymore.
You listen to the show, Derbs, that most of my intro music is rock music.
I didn't know that was because you enjoyed it.
Oh, I love it.
You're trying to amp things into the.
I'm a rock guy. I'm Metallica. I'm Megadeth. I'm AC/DC.
AC/DC. Okay.
Shinedown.
Shinedown's got some okay stuff.
Yeah, but I can't do the. How many beers do I drink before I take you on a dance? I can't do those kind of songs.
The answer is 4.
43 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
See, this is rock.
I would have bet $1 zillion it was some Norwegian death metal band we were coming back.
Jack Black, School of Rock.
I love that. They're a great film.
Yeah, this is the song.
It's the only good film Jack Black's been in.
Oh, wow.
Seriously,
Kung Fu Panda?
Well, he's not in it.
You're obsessed with Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah,
he's the star of Kung Fu Panda.
No, you have his onesie.
Po is the star. Okay.
Who's voiced by Jack Black.
Great. I don't have to see.
They're basically the same.
He's built exactly Skadoosh. Like Poe is. Yeah, I like that.
He's Jack Black.
Okay. I mean, if you're counting voiceovers, then yeah, then he's done two good features.
You like
films.
Cable Guy?
No.
Cable Guy was great.
Yeah, no. he wasn't much, but he was.
Nacho Libre is the worst movie.
Nacho Libre is amazing.
Again.
Derps, are you out on that?
You guys and your fake wrestlers.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Yeah,
Nacho.
I wouldn't call it a great movie, but
yeah, probably not like great, but yeah,
it's a fine.
It's
film.
Good. Yeah,
it's like Nacho Libre, you know, and then like, yeah, there's good movies. There's 40 Feet of Crap, and then there's Nacho Libre
that's
and
so,
Sinners.
You don't get. You watch the Adam Sandler one where they're grown ups or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
just true comedy.
Nacho
right
Libre's
there,
way smarter.
That one, Grown Ups, also pretty good.
Yeah, thank you, Derbs. What would you rather?
That's why
watch?
I was so shocked when Derbs was like going at me for my rock music. Derbs never hates anything except for rock music. Apparently,
the death metal that is my priority.
I don't really do
that's...
death metal. It's heavy metal though. But there's a difference between death metal and heavy.
You guys need to give it a chance.
I don't. He goes extreme. I don't. They don't go death and blood.
I wonder what made me go extreme. How many beers until I can get you on the dance floor?
That's actually not extreme for country, and I'm not even
lyric,
being mean.
And I don't know why anybody took
let's
it.
Let's take a quick break. But seriously, am I wrong?
About what?
A country music like the extreme of how cliche they sound?
Yeah, you are being way extreme.
No. We'll be right back.
Bring out your days.
What's next for the Colorado Rockies?
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Keep it on Northern Colorado's home for Rockies games and discussions.
I feel fine.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. We decided not to do What Did We Learn.
We can sing it for you. Derbs, take it away.
Hey.
What did you say? We all had a special day. So turn to your friend and say what you learned today.
Mike, what did you learn today?
What did you learn, Mike?
Oh, God. This was such a discombobulated show. I learned that everybody here is weird.
Yeah, this last hour was pretty rough. But it was fun. It was entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was good. I liked it. The gambling stuff. The music
I learned
stuff.
That you think that you like you like Sean Payton pounding on his chest a little bit.
I kind of do.
This team.
I kind of do.
Too much.
Depends on the day. But I kind of like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on the situation.
I learned that Derbs will not be watching preseason football and that there's a lot of music out there that he doesn't like.
Well, it grew rapidly this last hour. Because
I got a pocket. Got a pocket.
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield, man.
And then, no. That goes with whatever Norwegian something.
Norwegian death metal.
Micah,
first of all, that was French.
You can put any nationality is fine in that.
Well, it ain't from around here. We need football to start, man.
Yeah, we do. We need Football Friday back.
Football Friday, football, Rocky Mountain College kickoff. We'll actually know what we're talking about then.
Well, I thought we did pretty good.
I thought so.
Yeah. Amazon Music and all that stuff.
You guys are just amaze me with how wrong you are all the time.
WWE is great.
Oh, it's the worst thing ever.
I learned the Broncos are going to go undefeated again.
I don't think they're going to lose.
Never. I don't see a game on the schedule.
Maybe even in the next like 5-6 years.
Yeah, no chance.
10-15.
Put it down.
Good night, Northern Forever. Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.